AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Donald Trump has lost an appeal in New York and must answer questions under oath in New York State's civil investigation into his business practices. An appeals court ruling enforces subpoenas for Trump and his two eldest children to give deposition testimony in Attorney General Letitia James' probe. Trump's lawyers argue this violated their constitutional rights because their answers could be used in a parallel criminal investigation. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the Biden administration is aiming to lead the international bloc opposed to Russia's invasion of Ukraine into a broader coalition that counter what it sees as a more serious long-term threat to global order from China.
Beijing's vision would move us away from the universal values that have sustained so much of the world's progress over the past 75 years. China's also integral to the global economy and to our ability to solve challenges from climate to COVID. Put simply, the United States and China have to deal with each other for the foreseeable future.
Blinken says the administration believes China poses a greater danger than Russia. The Palestinian Authority says its investigation into the shooting death of Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh proves she was deliberately killed by Israeli forces. Israel is likely to reject the findings as biased and unfounded. The government says the economy shrank in the first 3 months of the year by 1.5%, but consumers and businesses kept spending at a solid pace. Strong numbers for retailers have moved stocks higher on Wall Street. The coronavirus mutant now dominant in the U.S. is a member of the Omicron family, but scientists say it spreads faster than its Omicron predecessors, is adept at escaping immunity. It combines properties of both Omicron and Delta, the nation's dominant variant in the middle of last year. It's known as BA.2.12.1. This is AP News. Many Americans left big cities at the start of the coronavirus pandemic.
8 of the 10 largest cities in this country lost population during the first year of the pandemic. At the top of the list, New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. New York lost more than 305,000 people between July of 2020 and July of 2021, according to the Census Bureau. Among the 10 largest cities, only San Antonio and Phoenix gained new residents, and not many. So where did everybody go? Many went to smaller big cities, primarily in the Sun Belt, Austin, Texas, and Fort Worth, Jacksonville, Florida, Charlotte, North Carolina. The reasons vary: housing costs, jobs, births, and deaths. I'm Rita Foley.
A court in Spain dismissed Colombian singer Shakira's appeal in a tax fraud case, paving the way for a trial. Shakira has denied any wrongdoing over her taxes. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.